Well, welcome to A Day at the Beach podcast. My name is Clint Beachwood, and this is podcast number 192. Welcome to the show. We're starting off with a band from Ireland called Magnatech. They are Surfing the Tolka. Again, the name of the band was Magnatech. They have a new EP out called Surfing the Tolka. And I played a song called Don Leary. That's my best pronunciation. And it is a small little coastal town. I think it's close to Dublin. If you're a new listener and you would like to be notified when a new podcast has been uploaded, I have an email list that I use strictly for that purpose. Send me a message one way or another. Send me your email address and let me know you want to be on the podcast email list, and I will put you on there. All right, let's move on. Up next, making their first appearance on the podcast, it's the Red Elvises doing Love Pipe. These are the Red Elvises on A Day at the Beach, number 192.
This is Anne Five Surf. Greetings from Planet Reverb, which is quite near Scotland. Thanks for tuning in to A Day at the Beach podcast with Clint Beachwood. Stay tuned for more new instrumental surf music. Thank you.
That was Voodoo Surf Tribe, another band from the UK. They did Voodoo Stomp from their Psyched EP. Before that, it was Danger Death Ray, a band from Hamilton, Ontario, Canada. One of two bands from Ontario, Canada that are on the show today. We heard Gagarin's Average Day from a single called Danger Death Ray in Space. Los Granujas, or The Rogues, were before that. They're from Mexico City. They had just sent me a song called S.E.T.I., a digital single. And the Red Elvises before that from their album Your Favorite Band came out in 1998 with Love Pipe. But they just recently sent me some music, and that was one of the songs on there, so I decided to play that one for you to introduce you to the Red Elvises. So they have been around a long time and put out a lot of music. They do have a video of that song. I have posted it on my YouTube channel. You just need to go to YouTube and search out Clint Beachwood Surf Music Videos. Or easier yet, just find my playlist, scroll down to the bottom and click on the link. A lot of surf music videos, all sorts of stuff in that on that YouTube channel. I suggest you check it out. Well, Surfer Joe from Italy has put out a new album, came out a few months ago, called World Traveler, and this is a song called Solitary Surfer.
Thank you.
There's another song from a band called The Insanitizers. They're from Vancouver, Washington. The song was called Waterfall from their 2017 LP Flying Guitars. Another band from Russia, the Moscow Beatballs, did When I Go to the Quick River. In front of that, from Monterrey, Mexico, Los Surfer Compadres did Escape from Toxic Laguna from their Quarantine EP. And Surfer Joe at the top of that set with Solitary Surfer, again, new LP from Surfer Joe from Laverno, Italy, and the album is World Traveler. Up next is another band from Russia making their debut appearance on the podcast. They are called the Banana Quits, and this is a song called Carlson's Final Rumble. You are listening to episode 192 of A Day at the Beach.
Welcome to the holiday season. This is Jim.
And this is Mark.
From the Breakers out of Chicago. Just make sure you're being good this season.
Hey, if you can't be good, just try to be good at it.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. Thanks to everyone out there.
Thanks to the Breakers and all of us at Charawaji Records. Be good and happy surfing into the new year.
Love you guys.
We'll be right back.
Suffragettes were going to cover that David Bowie song sooner or later, right? They call that song Suffragette City. And you can find that on the vinyl edition of their Suffragettes EP. You can find that at High Tide Records. Before the Suffragettes, you heard another new band of the podcast called Twang Inspectors. They come out of the Netherlands. They have a new song and album out. The song I played was Snails on Speed. The album is High Ride to IHY. Before that, from Nova Scotia, you heard the Green Reflectors doing Hot Ticket. That is backed with Nitty Gritty Kitty. And in front of the Green Reflectors were the Banana Quits. Banana Quit is a tiny little bird. I don't know much more about it, but that's what they take their name out of. The song you heard was Carlson's Final Rumble. Well, I'd like to, besides wishing everybody again a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year and end to 2021, I'd like to thank Rick Wilkinson of Austin Ribbon Microphones for sponsoring the podcast and making this all possible. Up next is another song off the new Davy Allen and the Arrows LP, Psychological. The song is Lonely is the Hunter. There's some awesome songs on this LP. Highly recommend you check it out if you're a fan of the music of Davy Allen and the Arrows.
Hi, listeners. This is Josh Graham from Altered State of Reverb. I want to take this moment to thank each and every one of you that supported our music label and our artists in this most challenging year. We so greatly appreciate the support you gave to us, and we hope our music helped to brighten your days. So from the bottom of our hearts, from all the artists who work with us, Merry Christmas, and may your 2022 be filled with peace and good times.
Thank you.
I just played Strange Waters. They did Into the Depths and Particle Beams. That comes from their new LP called Deep Dive. They come out of Fort Wayne, Indiana. From the New Jersey, Pennsylvania area, Surf Cats did Midnight Coastal Cruise. The Starhoppers did Rochelle Space Vixen. And that comes off of their new LP, Nominal AF. And they're a band from Northern California. And Davey Allen and the Arrows, his new album is Psychological, and Lonely as a Hunter is the name of the song I played. Up next, I'm going to wrap the show up with a band called Garage Sale from Baltimore, Maryland. They're doing classical trash, and this comes off the Continental Magazine issue number 31 compilation CD. I'd like to thank Anne from Scotland and the Breakers from Chicago for providing a couple promos for the show. And that will wrap it up for 2021. We'll see you next year with Podcast 193. Adios, everybody.